This is the Anfield Raps quiz. I've got the wonderfully named Adam Smith, Joel Richards, Phil Blundell and San Shetty joining us for this one. They qualified from their semi-finals. Adam, did you feel like you qualified or did you feel like you simply ghosted in at the back post?
It is frankly a joke that I'm here. Basically every other person associated with the Anfield Rap should be a little bit ashamed that I'm here, but thankfully Carl and Belinda just decided to go at each other and left Phil and I out of it, and the only question I got asked in the knockout round was about the Beatles, so here I sit.
Indeed. Phil, you were livid with Joel Richards' game theory when you listened to the other semi-final. You were absolutely livid with it.
There was somebody on two lives and somebody on three lives, and you chose the person with three lives to give the question to. Do it the other way. You want to get rid of the one with two, not drag someone down to three.
Come on. Phil was messaging me like live WhatsApping me. Glory at your choice, Joel. I would say that of everybody who's been in the Anfield Rap quiz this year, you have got the most questions right so far.
Oh, my. Wow, that is some honour. I mean, I think, you know what, the funny thing is, I've just remembered, there was a couple of questions on the LFC history that Sean Rodgers answered, and I was sitting there going, I know this. So when it comes to my turn, that was LFC history, I was like, right, I'm having these now.
I get them wrong. It's fair to say that Joel is the Italy of the Anfield Rap quiz this year. He's been the best performer all the way through.
Sanj, how are you feeling about it all? It's been a rocky road, but you find yourself here as well. You managed to come through in the Joel semi. So did you feel as though you just rode on his coattails, or were you happy with your performance?
I'm generally quite happy. I think I'd like to put it out there now, because I think Adam's got a habit of mentioning an illness that he suffers from. So I'd like to point out to everyone listening that I'm literally still suffering from COVID. Here I am. I mean, literally, I've turned the video off, but if you could see that every part of my body is just exhausted and knackered.